It's on Kof Dalet on the base in the round. Masnitin be the Lisleisha or Yerokim. Our Mishnah is speaking where there aren't any other Yerokas. Mm-hmm. You worried about the Ram. It's part of the retreat further, Barry. It's further. They leave because with your hands on out. Now get the tin favorite. Kokdalud on the bed.
Oh, thank you.
Kokdalud on the bed. Why? I'm showing you these things. This is Masnitin. Our Mishnah is speaking where there are no other Yerokas. That is the way we learned it. Because if there are other Yerokas, then we must take other Yerokas. It's working. There is Leisha or Yeroka Metabel. Because if there are other Yerokas, then he's metabled with them. It is a Gemara, as the Gemara explains. Mm-hmm. Now look what he says about Rashi. To Piresh Rashi Zal, the my metabel. Excuse me, And Rashi is Meforesh. My metabel, what does metabel mean? Metapel. And what does metapel mean?
Metapel.
Metapel means metapel means in Yiddish there's an expression metasek tich. Nobody knows what that means.
He knows.
Metapel means so you engage yourself with metapel with, which means you eat it without dipping. He says the Lonicho lady frushi metapel mamash. Rashi doesn't want to say that you are metapel mamash. Share a dine the way he the phone of Charosis, the Bosorokikatoni law. It is Charosis, it is exactly the same as the Rashbam. Charosis right. Comes off it. So he says, this is no dipping here. No dipping, you eat it without dipping.
How you going to have a
you kira? Can't say that. You can't say that because it's Kibur Rishon. So he says, it's not dipping. This isn't dipping. Now we come to a very interesting thing. The Shita of Rashi is that the only Tibul is with Charosis. That is Tibul. That is Tibul. If it's not with Charosis, it's not dipping. That's the only thing that is Tibul, is with Charosis. You follow? So Rashi says, if there isn't Charosis, and you remember what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, I disagree with you. You can't dip with Charosis because Charosis is brought only afterwards. Now, I want to learn that when he says that what the Ram says, Pirush Rashi, he really means the Rashbam. He doesn't mean Rashi. He really means the Rashbam. But anyway, that's not so important. And he brings to the Rashbam's Raya. He says it can't mean that he's dipping in Charosis because the Charosis isn't there. You follow? Mm-hmm. So just look at his words. It doesn't mean that he dips. Share a dine the reveal upon of Charosis, the Bosroch Getonilo, the Leso, the bigger Mora Mashma Davila, Traiti Bunike, the Lady Ekera, the Tinokas, Bamrima Nami, not a Yerubatibu region, Solicitor Yerubatibu Chaini, Elevadi Batibu Mamishko Omar Uba Charosis. Now comes a very interesting from the Ram. So from the Ram it comes out. He says, if it's to be a tibul, the only tibul can be in Charosis. It is, if it's not Charosis, it can't be a tibul. So if the Rashbam says, if Rashbam says that it mustn't be haroses, even with the moral, it mustn't be haroses. That's the Rashbam. Even with moral, it mustn't be haroses.
In the first dipping.
In the first dipping, the tiburition. So with what does it be?
Something else.
It must be with something, because it's a tibur. But that is not tibur. It must be with something else. He said, but that's not a tibur. Now, the Ram comes along. Now, the Ram comes along. He doesn't like the Rashbam's sheet at all. He says, so you've got to be metabel with something. So you metabel with something. He says, but that's not a tibur.
But that's what he says. He calls it tibur.
But tapel,
that's why it was tapel, because it's
tibul. That's right. And I can show you in the Rashi and the Rashbam that they actually say it.
Yeah.
Although we didn't get the word metapel, I'll show you that they actually say it. So it's now to become a very interesting thing, you see. The Rashbam actually says that. So we get now a very interesting thing. Now we come to it, we begin to understand that on Pesach the only tibur is if it is in haroses. If it's not in haroses, it's not a tibur. You can call it something else, but you can't call it a tibur. Mm-hmm. You follow? You can call it a dipping, but it's not a tibur. A tibur is only in haroses. That's all we've got.
How do we define tapel?
The tapel. It's metaphor. It's almost like he plays about with it.
Oh.
It's not as tibul. It's a playing about with it. Well, that the children should all say plays about. He dips it in the in. But it doesn't matter. That's not tibul. He says, but the Gemara calls it a tibul, and it calls it tibul rishon. And afterwards, the Gemara says you must wash your hands for the tibul and make some fuss of it. Just to play about to be metapel with the Gemara and say, go wash your hands for it and make such a big business about this. It's a joke. See, that you can't do. He says, this is something mamish. So the tibul, so now we get a very interesting thing. So now we get a sheet of when Rashi says, it's metabel b'charoses. And the Rambam says, even she'ol yerokas, and that is the word we learned the whole of the French school, that even with she'ol yerokas, with any greens, it's got to be b'charoses. Because if it's not b'charoses, it's not a tibur, it's just being metabel. It's playing about with it. And we want it must be a tibur, it's got to be the real thing. And the real thing is only in charoses. And the Rashbam runs, he says, look at it, it's metapel. Now, if you will look in the Rashbam, back to where we are. Metapel b'chazeres. Ashamash metapel b'bnei ma'ay. L'fichet kol ma'cholam al yedei tibul. All the eating was through dipping. Bahai tibul love the v'charoses, it's just a dipping. So what he's saying is that. So when somebody gives me, before I start eating my meat, they bring me a big plate of salad and I can't eat anything afterwards, and they put on dressing on the salad, I say, look, is this tibul? Is this tibul? It's a salad. It's not tibul. If I drink wine, I come in, and I come into a home, and it's before the meal, and they say, come, let's sit down, let's have a glass of wine. They give me a glass of wine, and I say, Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagafen. Am I making Kiddush?
No.
Is this Kiddush? But that's the Kiddush I make on Shabbos morning. That's all I say on Shabbos morning, and you remember the Ram says that that's the Tekon of Kiddush, that's all it is. So if I come here tonight, if I come to somebody's home, they give me a glass of wine, am I making Kiddush?
No.
But I say, it's not Kiddush. I dip in salt water, that's not dipping. Says Rashi and the Rambam, it's got to be in. This is, it says that you've got to dip. If you've got to dip, the only thing you can dip in is in haroses. Otherwise, it's no dipping.
So we have
otherwise, it's metapel. So what do you call it? So it's what is this first tibul? is this vestibule, is it something that's it's real, it's mummage, and it's got to be taken in all its seriousness, or is it only to make the children ask? Only to make the children ask, say, it doesn't matter what we do, just to make something different. Rashi says, oh no, the Rambam says, oh no, this is, it's to ask the king, but you've got to do it the real way. And the real, it's got to be a proper table. And let them ask, and then we've got to answer them something. You follow what I'm saying? So this isn't a real table. This is the big thing around, the pivot around which everything moves. The real table can only be Bacharoses. If it's not Bacharoses, it's not a table. It's Metapel, it's playing about with it. So now Rashi says, and the Rambam, and the, all these, that school, whole school says, that's why it's got to be Bacharoses. It can't be with anything else. It's a table. That's the only thing. What else is there? Salt waters. From where do you get this idea? Rabbi Natam and his nephew. The reed, Rabbi Yitzchak. It's all right, Rabbi Natam. He said, for Santa Monica, Rabbi Natam. Fine. For Venice, Rabbi Natam. But we've also, speaking, these are the Rishonim. These are the Rishonim. Agus Mamunis. All right, I've also got an opinion. Santa Monica can't have an opinion against the Rambam, against the Rabbi Nutam. We've also got an opinion against him. Rabbi Nutam says that you can have salt water. So where did he get it? Well, you've got to dip in something. See, you've got to... If dipping, so you only charosis. He says, no, it doesn't mean metabol. That's just the way the Gemara speaks. Because all the eating was with dipping. He says, this isn't that kind of dipping. It's just all the eating was with dipping, so you dip. He says, so the, what do you call it? They say, oh no. Rashi and the other school says, oh no, not like the Rabbeinu Tam at all. This Tibul is a real, it's the Tibul Rishon and it's the Tibul Sheni. As the Tibul Sheni is a proper Tibul, this is a proper Tibul. And if it's a proper Tibul, it can only be in Charensis. We haven't got anything else. You're making concoction now. You think out of concoction, everybody can just concoct a concoction out of his concocted mind. You can't do that sort of thing. That's what that thing is. Yes?
We've learned earlier that it was...
I just want to see, you see how the whole thing goes now?
No.
Are you pardon? What is your better idea?
There's more to it than I realize.
Oh, yes, but now I don't want you to get confused about it. No. I want to show you, you remember what I told you. To learn Gemara, don't go anywhere else unless you know your Rashi in this Gemara. Your Rashi, your Rashbam, and your Tosfos. Now, can you imagine what a disaster it is? Person doesn't know his Tosfos properly and he's already going to the Rambam, and the Rambam says, he doesn't know what it's all about. So only when you know these things, you go through it properly that you can. But I'll explain to you that you don't have to worry about that. That is my work to see that you get a pshat, you see. That you get a pshat. And I, when I give you a pshat, I've got to be quite certain that I'm basing it on the right people. The way that how goes my munis works, fine. I can work it on that basis. So now we've got this whole Gemara is working very nicely. And we understand the Rambam. The Rashi says, any is got to be Bacharoses. The even Shavirotes. And why? Because if a Tibul, it's got to be a proper Tibul. The Rashbam says, no, He says it must not be Chabachara. He says even for Moral, even for Chazeres, it mustn't be Bachara. He says because if it's going to be for it's too much like the real thing. You can't have it. You don't want the real thing.
Yeah. And it's not there.
He says it shows that it can't mean that. So he brings this as a proof that it can't be. It doesn't want to be the real thing. The Charedes is only brought afterwards. So now we can learn this Gemara very, very clearly. And we learn it, that we've got three shitas here. We've got three shitas. What's the first shita?
Rashi.
Rashi says this is a real people. And agreeing with Rashi is Rabbeinu Yosef and the Rabbeinu Shmaya. So you've got the whole school of Tzorfas. Rabbonei Tzorfas, how does he call it? Rabbeinu Sheva Tzorfas. We've got the Rabbeinu Sheva Tzorfas.
It's France.
Rabbeinu Sheva Tzorfas. Rashi at the head of that. This is a real tibul. If it's a real tibul, it can only be in Charesis. Where do we find anything else? It's Pesach. It's not some banquet where you can make a relish or a dressing and call it a tibul. Tibul is only, that's what we've got. The Gemara speaks about Charesis, that's a tibul. That's the first school. Any tibul, and the Rambam shares that school. It's got to be in Sheol Yerokas and in Chareses. What's the second school?
The Rashbam says it's not a real tibul, and therefore neither Chazeres nor Chareses.
The Rashbam says it's not a real tibul, and even for Chazeres I don't want it with Chareses. Because once it's with Chareses, it's a proper tibul. It mustn't be a proper tibul. I'll explain that to you in a moment. Lance asked that question last week. So the Rashbam says, no Chareses at all. This is not a proper tibul. What's the third school?
Tosfot, who said only Chazeret goes into Chareses. And so the Tosfot is like the Rashbam school, that it's not a real tibul, but if you use Chazeret, you have Mishim Kapha.
Right. The Rashbam says, no, he agrees. The Tosfos says, I agree that it's not a real tibul, but you've got to have Chazeres because another thing. Not that Chazeres makes it a real tibul, it's not a real tibul. You've got to have Chazeres because of the Kapha. Chazeres, I'm sorry.
Give one moment, Boris.
So you've got to have the Chareses because as an antidote for the Chazeres, for the Eres that isn't Chazeres. Works out beautifully. Morris is asking the same question that Lance asked last week, and that is, then what does the Rashbam do about Mishum Kapo about that? The Rashbam says like this. He says, come down. Have you ever had Chazeres during the year? Many times. Salad. In Santa Monica, before every meal they give this glass. He said, Do you have it with Chareses? You don't have Chareses. Big deal. So you can have it. What do you need to have it now for? What Mishum Kapo? In that case, why do you need it afterwards for the Tibul Sheni? He said, look here, when it is a mitzvah, we don't want to take any chances. For a mitzvah, it's got to be just right. The mitzvah won't ask you to do something that's injurious to you. But this isn't a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? What do you want kapo for? Do you have kapo every night when you have this grass stuff? Do you have kapo? You don't. So what do you want it now for? Do you follow?
I would say it's for just the opposite.
Nah. You think because the mitzvah guards you?
That's right.
Nah. Mitzvah, you want that it's got to be lechatchilo. Lechatchilo is a mitzvah guards you when the harm comes not from the mitzvah, comes from something else. Then it guards you. I'm going to live bar mitzvah. it's raining, it's lightning. I might catch a cold, I might be stuck with lightning. I'm going to the bar mitzvah. Ein nizukin, I'm not going to get harm. But to do in the mitzvah itself, that the Torah tells you to do something and there's something harmful in it. No, the Torah doesn't do that. So immediately there is the antidote. So the whole thing works out very, very nicely.
The Rashbam then wants us to do Tibor Rishon for the Tinochet?
Well, that's the Gemara ones. We can't get away from that. The Rashbam also says that. But the Rashbam, that is a Keder de Tinochet. But even a Keder de Tinochet, we want a proper Tibor there. If they were mistaken, we assume it there, it must be a proper Tibor. Proper Tibor can only be Charosis that everybody agrees. The question is it a proper Tibor or is not a proper Tibor? So we've got the two extreme schools. The one says it's not a proper Tibor, and therefore even for Charoset, for Chazeres you don't use Charoset. The other one says it is a proper Tibor, and therefore even for Sheol Yerokos you must have Charoset. And you've got the in-between school that says it's not a proper Tibor, and for Sheol Yerokos you don't need Charoset. But for Chazeres, you've got to have Mishum Kapu, you've got to have it. That's the whole thing for finishes. That is the whole thing. But you've got to this, and where do I get it from? It's really the Tosfos. It's really the Tosfos. All right, I use the others in order to understand the Tosfos. Really get it out of the Tosfos. But please remember that the secret of Gesunte Lernen, of sound learning, your Rashi, your Tosfos. And when you know that, you are launched. Then you can go. Then you can work with your Rambam and then you can work with all the others. Yes. Now, I want to just give you a chance to ask what you want to ask.
We quoted the Rashbam here on the Makbil B'nai Ma'ayim as an indication that Tibol is it doesn't really mean a real Tibor, it's just a language.
Yes.
But Rashi brings that same example.
Yes, if you just look, there's a little bit of a difference there. Look, by the way Rashi says, Zehu lo shera gemor kidesan yele'el, ha-shamish mitabel b'bnei ma'ayim, lefi shekol ma'acholom al yedei Tibor. And how does he reach it? Mitabel b'chazer, Zehu lo shera gemor, kidesan yele'el, ha-shamish mitabel b'bnei ma'ayim, שכפיל שכל מטבל על ידי טיבול והי טיבול לאו בחרוסס הוא כדיקטון but this טיבול is not בחרוסס that means that it's not a proper טיבול and Rashi doesn't quite say that he says מטבל בחזרס כלומר אם אין שום ירק אחר מטבל בחזרס בחרוסס ואוכל if there is another ירק is מטבל that in חרוסס and אוכל. Little, there's just a slight difference there. Right. A slight difference there. All right, gentlemen, now let us go on. Got it? Daniel, you find this confusing?
After all.
I just want to tell you, once you're married, it gets much easier. Yes. All right, gentlemen, let us. Achima Gila Pater is a pass.
How do we fasting, by the way, if we have to use Chazer for the first Tibor?
That's like romaine lettuce, isn't it?
Well, we use lettuce. We use iceberg lettuce. They're called iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
Iceberg lettuce.
Romaine.
Now, I don't like using romaine
for
the Chazer. I don't like using romaine lettuce because they tell me that it's very wormy. And it's so wormy that it's difficult to clean it from the worms. And to eat a worm is very, very, very serious. To eat a worm is worse than eating a chazir, worse than eating a pork. What do you want to say?
Somehow here, if you go into the common supermarket, if you go into some of the markets perhaps in the country, maybe you look.
Honest, tell me, you don't make it easier for me, you make it worse for me.
Right. Why?
Because this suggests to me how difficult it is to find it. You follow? How difficult it is to find it. I just want to tell you that it was once in my home, also somebody said, you'll never find it.
Right.
And my wife started going through it with Condi's crystals. Do you know what Condi's crystals are?
Crystals.
magnifying glass?
Pardon?
A magnifying glass?
No, this is not a magnifying glass. You know what potassium permanganate
yes.
is?
Yes.
She went through it with potassium permanganate and then went and sifted the potassium permanganate out afterwards, and then she found a couple of worms. So that you say you don't find it, it makes it...
The reason why I said what I said was for a different reason altogether. I was hoping that it would be a maker that's a healthier thing to eat.
Is that your idea?
So iceberg can be used?
Yeah, we use iceberg, yes.
That's for the Risha Unti, right?
Yes. For the first people we use parsley.
Your son uses potatoes, no?
Fine, if you use potatoes too, I don't mind.
You need celery too.
I beg pardon?
Celery.
Be a people, you be with tuppers, be with tuppers. All everything was with people, right. So you didn't make something.
So why salt? Why not just water?
Well, you see, you can have vinegar. The same for our is yai and also whatever it is, makes no difference. It makes no difference.
So why don't you just use water then?
Vinegar is
I go in an aeroplane and I look what everybody orders. I see a woman, a slip of a thing. She takes a bottle of wine. Quite a big bottle. She takes a bottle of wine. See another woman. She takes a double vodka. And it's not even proper vodka, it's Smirnoff. A girl about 18, 19, 2 she takes. Orders 2. Now look, another person takes Sprite. I take Coca-Cola. Otherwise, not a single person to order. Why not? They order.
There's not much to it.
Exactly. It's not a drink.
I agree.
It's not a metape even. It's not even playing about water. Just making a joke of it.
It's for
you can't the same for as cocktail in the car.
I beg pardon?
This spelled the same as when we say cocktail in the car. We're talking about...
That's right. You.
We discussed what you use if you don't have a rosera, if you have a pour and you don't have lettuce. You use something like corn silk or dandelion green, something like that. Can you use anything?
I suppose you could. I don't know what those things are that you mentioned, but I'm sure they are all right.
Grass.
This is the Tibul Risha.
Where is it?
In Tough Iron Hay Bays. Mm-hmm. You're not actually ready for this because it's very much dependent on this little piece of gemara on the top of Kufkin as well. So would you rather leave it for there? But let us do it. Let us do it because to give you some idea, let us do it and then we have to do it again when we come there. In Eila Yerokas the Tibul Rishon, if for the Tibul Rishon you haven't got any Yerokas,
which one?
Elamoro. If he hasn't got any Yerokas but Tibul Rishon Elamoro, Yaborech Olov the Tibul Rishon Bore Priadomo, they all Achilas Moro. Both brochas, that's like Rav Chisto.
Right. That's for the first Tibul?
That's for the first Tibul, yes. That's Rav Chisto afterwards in the Gemara. Achilas Moro. Uve Tibul Hasheni, Yet Belene Vacharosis, Yechlene Beli Brocha. And in the Tibul Sheni, it's in Chareses, and he makes it without a bracha. So it would appear that in the Tibul Rishon, you wouldn't use Chareses. But let us just do. He says, in this case, if you use Chazeres, if you use Moro for the Tibul Rishon, he says, you can't make the brocha al achilas moro for the tibul sheni. The acha shekabol mirei kreise mimenu kodim lochein beli brocho. Eino levorech achar kach. He says, if you've already filled your tummy with moro for the first one, then go and make a brocha al achilas moro when your tummy is full already with it. That you can't do. That's the very interesting thing. He says, therefore, you've got to make the brocha on the first kibbul if you have moro. You've got to make both brochas, both the priya doma and achilas moro. Al kein yevorech b'techila al achilas moro. Therefore, for the first kibbul, you must make al achilas moro. The ochel v'menu ma'at l'shem karpas. And you eat a little bit of it, but not to be yotze moro, just karpas. The ene yochel lechel l'shem mitzvahs moro, v'lechachila v'inner matzah, v'hodor moro. He says, and you can't eat this l'shem moro, because l'chachila you need first matzah and then moro. Because matzahs umabro rim yochlu. Umikol mokem nevertheless abrocha ene levatolo. So when is he yates of the proper moro with the second people? But for that he doesn't make a brocha.
So he says the brocha at the first at the meeting the second.
Oh, good. Umikol mokem abrocha ene levatolo shemaborich ozo kadei dechel amoro sheachla matzah. Because he makes the brocha achilas moro in order to eat it after the matzah. Va'agor lechoshev yefsek. And the chagod is not a hefsek, it's all part of what we do. Uvirvad shelo yafsik bidavurim acherim. Only don't interrupt with speaking about a baseball match or something like that. Then of course it's a hefsek. But as long as it's in your neder seder, it's not a hefsek.
Even with that amount of time?
We do the same thing with Baruch Pri Adama of that brocha.
Right.
It's Baruch Pri Adama we say now, applies to the moral later.
I beg your pardon?
We do that now with the Baruch Pri Adama brocha.
Yes, but we don't do it.
We don't make one at the moral.
The Baruch Pri, that's right.
The same thing.
It's almost a compromise.
Right. Now, I must tell you this, below brocha, who the shen carpet for Abba, because I must tell you there's some very interesting things still here that I would like to do with you, but when we know the Gemara a little bit further better, you see. I would say that the Repaskin, that the... he's got to do it in Charoses. Once he makes both brochas, he's got to do it in Charoses.
So then it's a proper tibul.
Yes, he's got to do it in Charoses. And
so
he makes it in the tibul rishon. But it leaves it open. It leaves it open. Let us just leave it.
He doesn't even mention the tibul.
No, he doesn't mention it.
And for Karpas, he doesn't even mention tibul.
And it's not even a
kibbul. So we hear from this that there has to be the first kibbul has to be in Charoses.
We've got to go this. I'm sorry, I don't want to commit myself. I can see both ways here.
I see from Mishnah Berurah that only the second one has to be in Charoses.
It would seem so, but not from the Mishnah Berurah.
From the
text. And the second, it would seem, and the second one is, but then it comes out a very strange thing, you see. It comes out, yes, then it's alright, because he's only Yetzer with the second one. He's Yetzer Moro with the second one. But please, now, let us go on. We can't spend any more time like that.
I can see why Rav Acha went out of his way.
Well, of course, Rav Acha bar Avo, wasn't it? Rav Acha b'Reider Rav. Rav Acha b'Reider Rav. Well, that's what we do, and that's the way we do. We've got another name for it, and we make only Borei Pri Huadomo, and then the other one, then we are yet to the Morer, after the exactly where it should be.
I'm not sure this is a proper question, and if you'd like to defer, please do. But what we're learning right now are the technical details of how to behave, but it's not really talking about any of the, if I could use the word, philosophical underpinnings for why we're doing any of it to begin with.
Yeah, you see, you've already reached the stage that I'm not doing the philosophy with you. You don't need that anymore.
In terms of, I can't use this at a seder that I would be at with family because they're not at that stage.
I was just thinking of that.
Yes, but you've got enough stuff already. Now, we'll come to what you say just now. I will. Archimagila Pampere Tapas.
Going back to
Mishnah?
No, can you not tell? Moro. Pampere's is called the Moro. She Ochel Achara Matzah. It's the Moro that he eats after the Matzah. Now, Parperes and Parperes Klomar, just one moment. Archimagile Parperes was Kori Hamoro She Ochel Acharamatza. He calls it Parperes Hamatza. He says, Parperes Koria Morel, She Ochel Acharamatza. He calls that Parperes. So now the Tosfos is going to explain the word Parperes. What does Parperes mean? Parperes, Kloma, that means to say, Mamsheches Hamacho. It is Mamsheches Hamacho. Now, I'm going to give you a translation for Mamsheches Hamachol. It makes the food palatable. Right? It makes the food palatable.
It makes the food palatable.
Now, there are different types of parperes. There is a parperes that one has before the meal. For example, dry sherry. And it makes the food more palatable. There is a parperes that one has during the meal. For example, for red meat, red wine. For veal and for poultry, white wine. That's a parperes during the meal. It's mamsheches amachol. It makes the meal, the food, more palatable. And then you've got a parperes that is after the meal, a sweet sherry or a liqueur. So that is, it makes the food more palatable. That is what parperes means. Kamo parperos lechochma. So here he says he calls it parperes because it's mamsheches amachol. It makes the food that you eat afterwards more palatable. Then why does he call it parperes apas, the parperes of the matzah? He says, just to place it, to tell you which one it is. It's the parperes that takes place after the eating of the matzah. That's what it means.
So what's that word, the chak?
How does it make them more palatable?
Where? Yeah, we're coming. Parperos lechochma. The Mishnah says that geometry and astronomy are parperos lechochma. What does it mean? Parperos lechochma. I'm coming to that in a moment. Shayerokus mamshichas aleiv, because green things are mamshich the leiv lemachol. They make the food more palatable. Umidikori le moral parperes apas, and since he calls the moral parperes apas, remes the Mishnah, there is a hint in the Mishnah, the matzah kedemes le moral, that matzah comes before moral, ki de omar be gemora, as it says in the Gemara. Now I want you to understand that when he speaks about the parperes a matzah, this is what Tosfos says. He doesn't mean that it makes the matzah more palatable. He says it makes the meal more palatable. That's why it's called a parperes. But when he used, it's the parperes of the pas or parperes of the matzah, he wants to say it in contradistinction to the first tibul. It's the parperes that comes after the matzah. It belongs to the matzah, first matzah and then parperes. That's what it wants. But it's not to make the matzah more palatable. It's the food that comes afterwards is more palatable. That's all it says.
So you're learning it differently than you originally learned.
Well, I'm learning it the way Rashi, the way Tosfos learns it.
Where does it say in the text about making the food that follows more palatable?
Kaloma, that means to say, Mamsheches Amachol. in the Tosfos, the second line.
Uh-huh.
And then in the third line, Mamshichos Alev Lamachon, which is the correct expression. It's Mamshich Alev. Mamshich Alev Lamachon. It's just an expression that makes the food more palatable. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Pirkei Omer, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Omer as follows. Kufas the gematrios parpos lachokhme. Kufas is astronomy and geometry of parpos lachokhme. Now you've got to be very careful of what parpos lachokhme means. People make a lot of mistakes about these things. The Gemara says, yes, mathematics, astronomy is very nice, but they are parperos lachokma, and they are not gufe halokas. What is parperos lachokma? I have bread. Now, bread is a very healthy food. The trouble is that they do such things with bread. They take out from the wheat, they take out everything that's really there. But if you have proper bread, it's very, very healthy. My wife occasionally makes proper bread. It's brown. Tastes, what a wonderful taste it is. And she gets meal, not flour. And the flour hasn't been tampered with. What wonderful bread. So she gives me a slice of bread. What do I do with that bread?
A little butter on it.
I put butter on it. Do I need butter?
No.
What gives me the vitamin B1, 2, whatever it is? What gives it to me?
The
bread. What do I put butter on?
The yeast and herb.
That's the parpeiros. It's mamshi chalei. It makes it more palatable. That's hamshuchas alei lemachol. It makes it more palatable. My grandson is Yarnabur. He gets the same bread. He gets the same butter. He puts the butter on the bread. And then he puts jam on top of the butter. It's parperos, the chokhmah. It's parperos. It makes it better. It's good if you know when you're doing working out, you know, learning Kiddush HaChodesh, what it means, the time, the calendar with the moon. If you know geometry, if you know astronomy, it's very good. But that's the butter to eat all. When I give you Tamei Abitzis and I give you the philosophy, dear, it's the butter. It's not the real thing. I hope that in conjunction with my son, we have got you to the stage where we can already learn. We don't have to do this philosophy. Philosophy is the butter. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, what I say is really a Tiferes Yisroel. And if you look at the Tiferes Yisroel, at the end of the third Perek in Pirkei Avos, there you will find the Tiferes Yisroel. So that is the parperos lachokhma. So what the text really does is he does two things. He says what parperos means, it's hamshochas halev lema achol. And hamshochas halev lema achol. Hamshochas halev lema achol. It means it makes it more palatable. It's a word palatable. It makes it more palatable. The food more palatable. That's what parperos lachokhma, parperos, means. And then he says another thing. So it doesn't mean it makes the matzah that you've just eaten more palatable. It means of what comes afterwards. But it calls it parperos of the matzah just to say that it comes after the matzah. This is a hint that first should be the matzah and then afterwards the morel. Right. Let's go a little bit further. Hey, we the fun of matzah. Oh, now we come to an interesting thing. Hey, you remember how we learned our Mishnah? A
according to Rashi and Rashbam, Hevir Lefonav, they brought before him. What did they bring before him?
Yerokas.
V'tavei b'chazeres, he dips with the chazeres. When? When does he dip with the, when does he use the letters? Only if he's got, if there are no Yerokas, that's when he learned it. If there are no Yerokas, then he's metabe b'chazeres. Achimagila paperes apas. Heviu lefonav mas b'chazeres b'chazeres. When is that?
After
the Tibur Rishon, they bring in the Shulchan, yes. After the Tibur Rishon, they bring in the Shulchan. And that is Rashi and Rashbam, they view the form of Akar Ose Tibur. After that Tibur, and Rashbam also, they view the form of Akar Ose Tibur. After that Tibur, they bring in the Shulchan. And when we learned the Rashi and the Rashbam, I don't know whether I mentioned to you, and I said, after that people, thanks for the information. I would have learned it without them. And whenever that happens, you know that there's a reason why it says it. So now we came to find out the reason. But when we came to the tasters, you remember how we learned? The pshat that Mark gave us, the shulchan, it must be the shulchan, because it doesn't have to repeat the shulchan. That's what you said, Mark, you remember. Because that's the first thing that has got to be brought in. So, bring in the shulchan, that's the way we learned it. So, according to Tosfos, the Shulchan is brought in before, that's so would it appear. How does the Rambam learn it, if you remember correctly?
Same
thing. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, that's Rabbeinu Chananel. They said, very, very careful. He says, in the first talok of the Rambam, and then in days, you remember? Yes, we don't do that.
He makes a brush on the wall.
Yeah, because we'll see about that. So we've got those two schools. Rashi and the Rashbam learn the Mishnah that after the Tibur Rishon, the table is brought in with the Pesach plate on it. But Tosfos and the Rambam learns it that before the Tibur Rishon, the platter is brought in. Let us say, see what Tosfos has got to say. Yeah, hey, do you live on a matzah? So he says, Lefishe okru ashulchon lifnei mishe omer ha-godo ve-ose ha-seder. Because they took away the shulchon from before the person who says the agoda and who makes the seder, only from him they take away the shulchon. Ketoni, it says now, Heviu lefonov, they bring before him, before the person who makes, not before the other people. You remember we speaking about little tables. Not before the other people, because they didn't take it away from them in the first instance before the other people. Heviu lefonov matzo, and the other things. Matzo chazeres v'charoses. Now it says Tosfos, v'akiru shulchon hi. And why do they take the table away? What's the point of taking the table away when you need the table again? He says, "Vaskiras a shulchan, the taking away the table, he kedeshe yishalabim, in order that the son should ask, what should he ask?
Why are you taking the table away?
Why do you take? Not why do you dip? You should ask why do you take the table away." The Aviv only though, and the father answers him, Adain Yoviu Shulchan Lasos Tibur, Adain Yoviu Shulchan Lasos Tibur Sheini. They will still bring in the Shulchan to do the Tibur Sheini. Vaben Hishal, Lomu Onu Madvilin Shtepa Omin. Why do we dip two times? Now we are stuck here with a little word. Can you see? It should feel Adain Yoviu Shulchan, they were still bringing the Shulchan, La Asos Tibul Sheni, to do a second Tibul. Then Va Ben Isha Yishal will ask, Lomo Onu Marbivin Shteipa Omin, Umiyad Keshe Ochrin Marzirin Lefonov. And immediately they've taken it out, they bring it back. Va Matze Ba Morar Olav, Share Tzorich Lever Ba Gora, Matzo Zu U Morar Ze, Uch De Oma Lechem Oni, She Oni Nolob De Borim Harbein. Now the question is, how does Tosfos here learn it? You can get a Tosfos that can learn it one way in the one Tosfos and another way in the second Tosfos, that you can get, because the Tosfos are different people. So how are we going to learn it? If we learn it, that it take it, they take it away again before it's going to be different, let us try and just learn it the other way. I will afford a matzah. The fish okra shulchan lifnei misha omer agoda va'oser sefer. Because they took it away. When did they take it away? Let us learn it like Rashi and the Rashbam after the first tibul. Ketoni I will afford of matzah and so forth. Va'akir shulchan ikadeshi yishal aben ve'oviv oni lo adai ve'oviv oni lo adai yoviv shulchan lasu tibul sheni. They're still bringing the shulchan because we've got to make another tibul. Ben the Ben will ask why twice, twice. So then he asked the question, Umiyad keshi okrim machzirin lefono. Va matzo va morer olov. Sharei tzorich lewa ba goda matzo roro mazir or kin oma lechem. And Umiyad keshi okrim machzirin lefono. So now we read the Tosfos, we learn the Tosfos that after what Tosfos is worried about is it says, a view lefonov, Tosfos learns that, the Mishnah says, they brought before him matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. That means they brought in the table. When did they bring in the table? When did they bring it in?
He says after the first
week. Well, he says, they've taken the table out. And now they bring it back again.
The first time they didn't have the table.
When did they take the table out?
After Tibul Rishon.
Well, if let us learn it after the Tibul Rishon. Lefisha okrua shulchan lifnei misha omer agoda va'oser haseder. They take the table out from before him. Ketoni, therefore it says, they bring lefono. They bring before him the matzah and so forth. So, but when is it after the Tibul Rishon? Bakir shulchan he kadesha yishal aben for oviv onelo adain yoviu shulchan lasos tibul sheni. They take it out after the tibul rishon, and he says that they will bring it back, and then he says they bring it back for the tibul sheni. Vaben yishal loma onu marbirin shteipa omim. And then now he asks why we do it twice. So
it sounds like you're doing with chazeres with charoses.
No.
Actually, but the Rashi that.
You see, what is worrying Tosfos is he says, yes, you see, he's got to, he asked the Kasha Shebechor Haleles Ein Onu Madvili Rafidu Pam Achas Halayla Azeh Shteipa Omei. But he hasn't seen the second one. Right. How can he ask twice?
Because they bring in the shulchan again.
So Tosfos says, what Tosfos gets over the difficulty, he says, they've got the shulchan in for the first tibul. He learns the same as the Rambam. He's got it in for the first tibul. Immediately after the first tibul, they take the same table out again. And then, and bring it back again. So the little boy says, this is a funny way of doing things. What? Take it out and bring it back. He said, what are you going to bring it back? You've taken it out, there must be a reason for taking it out. Why do you bring it back again? He said, bring it back, we need it for the second tibul. It doesn't say we need it for the matzo, for the moro. The father doesn't answer say that. Because if he said for the matzo moro, he's not going to ask why it's shnei tibul. He says, we bring it back because of the second tibul. If we bring it back for the second team, now the charge is, why do we need two tibulim? How does he know that they're 2D bullying? Because he takes away the table again. That is the way it takes us to get out.
And what do you do with the Rashi? You said that there was no table and no Kaderis.
Look at this. Is to be suggested.
Rabbi, you say they're taking it away a second time, or they're returning it now after?
No. He says like this. We do the karpas, you see?
Yes.
You do the karpas. If you want, you can take your Hagodas. You do the karpas. Page 2, the child asks the question, Mam Yishtanu alayla zimikol alaylas. Shebechol alaylas on ochrin chometza matza alayla zekula matza. Shebechol alaylas on ochrin cheor yerokas alayla zemorel. Shebechol alaylas ein onu madili nafilu pam achas alayla zeh shteipromim. We dip twice. From where does he know that we dip twice? He's only seen one dipping. So, but after this first dipping, they take the table out again. And then immediately bring it back again. So the chances, look here, I might be foolish, but I'm not stupid. What's this bringing you? And then don't take it, what are you bringing it back again for? Just bringing it back again because we've got to do another table. Now it's just, why do you do 2D bullying? That is what Tosfos learns.
It's apparent from the same thing, though, that from the Maharsham, that the first...
Oh, you would think.
Yes.
That the first table is used more also.
Yeah.
Now, when he brings the table back, he brings the table back immediately before Lachma Anyo. So, on the thing, he sees more over there.
But
how does he know
the
same?
He says, Ein on Ochlim Shor Yerokos. If it's Shor Yerokos, he's already had Shor Yerokos.
Shibachor alaylas on Ochlim Shor Yerokos. Halaylo, he didn't say only moro. Halaylo, then we eat moro.
Sounds like only moro.
No.
How did he win? How did he know?
It's on the plate.
It's on the plate.
It's on the plate that he's brought back immediately after.
It doesn't say on the plate, it's Oakland.
Yes, but he knows it's going to be for him because on the plate he knows.
The same reason that he knows matzah, because
he's
on the plate.
Alaylo haze moro. To this side, he eats moro.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Then in our Siddharim, should we be doing a procedure of bringing out and bringing in the table?
That we'll see when we do the aloch. We'll do the aloch on that. We'll see how it works. We'll do the aloch. You see, then forget we haven't got the table.
I mean, because of some kind of a tray.
No, but we don't do that. We don't do that. We sit down at the big table. You know, just to discuss that.
Don't we have to say that way?
Oh, that you can take out the same thing. These things we will discuss. But just let's go through the toasters again now. A real lefono matzo, they brought before the matzo. Now, so how does toasters learn it? He learns it like the Rambam that they brought in the table before. So why does it say they bring in now the table? It was already before it was brought in. And that is the Tosfos, it agrees with the first Tosfos that we learned, Avir Lefonov, that was the first Tosfos on this Mishnah. Says Tosfos, Lepishe Okru HaShulchon Lifnei Mishe Omer HaGodah VaOseh HaSeder. Because they take the Shulchon away from the person who says the HaGodah is making the Seder. Only from him they take away the table. Ketoni, it learns Avir Lefonov. That's why it says they bring before him. It's before him that they bring.